She was sober for 13 years. Sober for 13 years, and then her mother died. After the funeral, they all went back to their childhood home. It looked exactly the same. The same carpet, the same furniture, the same kitchen. All the children were there, three girls and three boys. It was her mother's funeral. What could it hurt? Just for old time's sake, she had a shot of whiskey with her brothers and her sisters. And she lost the next 3 years of her life. She lost her job. She lost her house. She lost her spouse. She almost lost her children. One shot of whiskey. For old time's sake, 3 years later, she had lost everything and there was nothing left, just a trail of tears and feathers behind her. He met Dennis when he was 20 years old. They fell madly in love. He was 20 years old. Dennis was 38. They fell madly in love. He was so charismatic. He was so amazing. Everyone adored Dennis. It moved quickly, their relationship, until they were living together and things started to fall apart. Turns out Dennis wasn't that charming. Turns out Dennis was very angry. If he came home early, it was too early. If he came home late, it was too late. He could do nothing right. Dennis always accusing him of being unfaithful, putting him down in front of their friends. It started out good, and then it went bad, and it became physical. Where was he supposed to go? He wasn't out to his family or friends. What was he supposed to do? Where were the resources for him? One night it got so bad, Dennis locked him out and he was knocking on the door quietly at first. And then harder and harder. And Dennis finally let him in and they were at it. And a neighbor called the police, and the police came and they laughed at those two men who were fighting. Laughed at him down on the ground with the spilled blood and the feathers everywhere. At that very moment, the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, move on. Jesus, get out of here. Herod is going to kill you. Jesus, get out of here. Stop this touching and this healing and this restoring of dignity. Just go. This is Herod. This is the same one who beheaded John the Baptist like a farmer with a hatchet. Get out of here, Jesus. Stop this preaching. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Stop it and go. This is Herod, the successor of the one who ordered the slaughter of the innocents. Remember, Jesus, all the blood and the feathers everywhere? Get out of here. But Jesus just shook his head, said, "No. You go tell that fox, Herod, that I have to be on the move, that I need to cast out demons, that I need to be about this healing today and tomorrow and on the third day. Tell that fox, Herod, that I need to keep going until I get to Jerusalem. Because a prophet is never killed outside of Jerusalem." And then he thought about Jerusalem. That holy, holy city. About how when he was a boy, 12 years old, he left his parents to go to Jerusalem just to sit in the synagogue. Just to see the Torah scrolls unrolled just to listen to the rabbis debating points of the law. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he said, how I have longed to gather you together, like a mother hen gathering together her brood, but you were not willing. Of all the images he could have used, of all the biblical animals out there, he could have used the eagle of the Exodus. He could have used the lion of Judah. He could have used the leopard that runs so fast and gets its prey in Hosea. He could have used all of these animals, but he chose the mother hen of Isaiah. Barbara Brown Taylor, my favorite preacher, said this was a good choice for Jesus. The mother hen, the one who broods, that gathers her children together. No talons like an eagle has. No roar that mows down the enemy. Can't run away fast from a difficult situation. All the mother hen can do is put herself in between her chicks and the one who would do them harm. Jesus will not be the king of the jungle, not in this story, not in any story. He will just be that mother hen who stands in between her babies and the fox. If that fox wants to get to the babies, he has to go through her. And he does. You know the story. Jesus goes to Jerusalem. He's been heading there since chapter 9 of Luke. He gets to Jerusalem. He is down on his knees praying in the garden. All his chicks are asleep around him. And the soldiers come. And they take him by stealth. And the chicks scatter. What else could they do? Then they mock him. And they beat him and they strip him naked in front of everyone. And then they take his wings and they nail them to a cross. The fox has done its worst. He dies up there and they take him down and they put him in the tomb. But on the third day, like a phoenix or a mother hen rising out of the ashes, he comes back to life and shows them the teeth marks and shows them the place where they took out the feathers on his side. He gathers his chicks back together and he breathes on them. He says, "Peace be with you. As God sent me to be the mother hen, so I send you." This is why we do Lent together. 40 days of praying and fasting and preparing, because you are the body of Christ. If God sent Jesus, so Jesus sends you. 13 years she was sober. 3 years lost everything. Sober now for 6 months. Do you know what you were called to do as the church? To stand in between that woman and the fox of addiction. If addiction gets to her, it has to go through you first. The same for that man who is recovering from that relationship. You are called to stand in between that little chick and the fox of isolation and the fox of domestic violence, the fox of humiliation. That's who you are called to be, that mother hen. This is what we do at Lent. We fast and we pray. We prepare ourselves for Good Friday because it is coming. This year, we will walk with Jesus to Jerusalem. And on Good Friday, we will stand in the middle of God's life and that fox called death. We will remember the whole time what Barbara Brown Taylor says. In this cosmic battle between life and death, God bets the farm on the hen. God bets the farm on the love of that hen who stands to protect this fragile thing called life, but it is not fragile. It is what we have from God, this life, this love, this open-hearted way of life. This is the church. This is you, today and in all your tomorrows. Friends, for this mother love, say amen.